That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum made his local debut as a singer Saturday night at the Charity Bazaar and has not been seen since. As we look in on the little community today, we find Grandpappy Spears in the Jot'em Down Store and Library discussing Lum's performance with Abner. Listen.
How does old Lum feel after his big performance Saturday night at the bazaar?
Well, I don't know, Grandpap. I ain't saw him since then. He never even showed up at church yesterday.
That's right. He wasn't there, was he?
No. I believe he was supposed to start singing in the choir this Sunday, too, I heard.
I reckon why he never showed up. Where was he at?
I don't know. I called over there long about supper time, but never got no answer. The Blevins is just coming over for the evening. I want Lum to come on over and sing for her. Figured Eugene could sort of court him on the guitar, you know.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
Yeah, but I couldn't locate him. And he ain't showed up the store today, neither.
You don't reckon he went out of town, do you?
I don't know. He said something the other day about more than likely getting offers from Hollywoods to go into moving pictures on the radio, but he said he didn't think he'd take him up on none of them.
Well, maybe he's changed his mind. Maybe after he heard all that hand clapping when he got done singing at the bazaar, he decided he better go to Hollywood after all.
Yeah, he might have, Everybody sure clapped for him the other night, I know that. I'm proud I knowed him.
Yeah, me too.
He's my uncle, that's what I wish.
Yes, sir, that was sure some good singing he done there.
Oh, my. Awful good.
High class.
Yeah, best in the world.
Couldn't have been better.
No, sir, could not, no.
Abner, I want to ask you something.
Why, sure, go ahead, Grandpa.
This is just twixt me and you now, recollect that.
Yeah, well, I won't tell nobody if that's what you want.
Well, I'd rather you wouldn't, because I don't want to show my ignorance.
No, I don't blame you, don't blame you.
Abner, be honest now. Did you actually enjoy Lum singing the other night?
Oh, well,
tell the truth now.
This is strict confidential, you said, ain't it?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, I didn't exactly enjoy it. I wouldn't say that, Grandpap, but it was good singing.
Oh, I know it was good.
Them judges over at Hot Springs never would have picked Lum to win the contest if he weren't a good singer.
Oh, I know that. I ain't saying nothing against his singing. All I'm saying is that it's just hard to listen to.
Yeah, well, I'll admit that. It don't actually sound good, but I reckon all good singing's that way.
Yeah, tell the truth, there was times I couldn't hardly stand to listen to it.
No.
I'd have got right up and walked out of there if I hadn't known it was such good singing.
Yeah, well, I reckon you just have to sort of get used to something like that.
Yeah, I reckon so. But think of all you'd have to go through to get used to it. I ain't sure it's worth it.
Yeah, well, it'd be a hard job, no doubt about that.
Personal, I favor poor singing.
Well, poor singing does sound better. I'll say that for Grandpappy.
Of course, I'll say this much for Lum's good singing. I think he was handicapped by Miss Emmeline's pianer playing.
Pianer playing?
Did you notice what a hard time she had playing? Couldn't hardly keep even up with Lum, seemed like.
I noticed that. Fact says they had to start three times there before she could get started with his singing at all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I thought she was a better pioneer player than that.
Well, now, she done a lot better when she played for the Barton girls when they sung. But, of course, they're poor singers. More likely, it's a heap easier to keep up with them second-rate time.
More than likely. You know, before I knowed what good singing was, I always thought when your voice cracked like Lum's done the other night, I always thought that was bad singing.
Well, I did too, but I can see now. Oh, there's old Squire Skink coming up out there. He sent an article about Lum singing into the county seat paper the other day.
Well, good for him. Lum deserves to get wrote up in the paper.
Well, gentlemen, gentlemen.
Hey, howdy, Squire.
Yeah, come on in, Squire.
You ain't saw Lum no first, have you?
Why, no, I haven't, Grandpap. As a matter of fact, I was looking for him myself. I wanted to congratulate him on his excellent performance at the bazaar the other night.
Well, I don't know where he's at, Squire, but I'll tell him you said that when he comes in.
Yes, I wish you would, Abner. Yes,
he's more than likely around town somewhere practicing, running the skills.
Yes, he might be, might be. Well, gentlemen, that was as fine a rendition of On the Road to Mandalay as I ever heard.
Oh, yeah, it was wonderful, wonderful. He paved the roads, what he done.
Oh, yes, such fortissimo vibrato. Such a tremolo in the cadenza.
How's that, Squire?
That's what I'm saying, Grandpap. You probably noticed the marvelous andante overtones that he achieved in the coloratura figurations.
Oh, yeah, sure, I noticed that, plain as day.
Oh, yes. You couldn't miss that. Nobody could. Anybody could have saw them things, yes.
Well, we can all be proud to have such an artist as Lum in our midst, men.
Yeah, you're dead right, Squire. You sure
are. And to think we've gone all these years without realizing that Lum's great talents that he had until now.
Oh, he's got talents, all right. He's got them all over him. There ain't no two ways about it. It's just too bad he don't sound better.
Well, how's that, Grandpap?
Me and Abner is just discussing here how, well, how peculiar that... That good singing sounds.
Yes, it does sound a little different than regular singing, I suppose.
It's sort of hard to enjoy it, you might say.
Well, I think that's something you more or less have to learn to appreciate, Grandpap. In fact, you almost have to make a study of it before you can really enjoy it.
Well, that must be it. I reckon I really ought to take that up and study on it, long as me and Lum work together here in the store. He's bound to break into song once in a while. Would be nice if I could enjoy it.
Oh, he'll bust out singing. Ain't no question about that. No, running them scales.
And
I don't know. I don't much believe I'll study that. I think I'll just go on favoring bad music.
Oh, Grandpap, ought not to do that.
Well, I don't care. Folks do say I've got a poor ear for good singing. I'm just too old to change now.
Well, now, here it's not as difficult as you men try to make out. If you're willing to stick with a thing like this, why, you'd see that in a relatively short period of time you'd start to develop a taste for that sort of a thing, I think.
I don't know. I don't...
Well, Grandpap, it's just like, well, for example, you probably recall the first time you tried to eat avocados. You didn't like them, did you?
No, I'll say I never.
No.
Charity cooked up a batch one time and set them on the table, and I couldn't eat the pigeon-toed things to save my life.
Well, I recollect Elizabeth throwed in a pork rind with them and boiled them there all morning, but it never helped them a bit, not a bit.
Oh, we had to throw them out, I recollect that.
Yes, but...
Some folks like them. Most people does, but I just don't care for them.
That's what I'm trying to say, Grandpap. Then you found out how to eat them, and the first thing you know, you liked them.
I never...
And that's the way it is with Lum singing.
You mean you have to eat avocados before you can enjoy hearing Lum sing?
I won't do it.
No, Abner. I didn't mean that. I merely mean that Lum singing is like eating avocados.
It does sound a little like that, now that you mention it. Either avocados or hot potatoes, one.
Grandpap, you're missing my point. What I mean is this.
I know what you mean.
The point is this, Grandpap. Well, you take some form of culture or art.
I know, Squire, as ignorant as I look.
Grandpap, you be quiet. I'll explain this to you. You take some form of culture or art, and if you don't like it, why, that's a good sign that it's high class. So what you have to do then is to set about learning to like it.
Why do you, Squire?
Well, let's see. That's a good question, Abner.
Wait a minute. What was that noise?
What noise?
Sounded like it come from the feed room. Sounded like somebody come in the back door there.
Well, I never heard nothing.
Might have been Geraldine the cat. I don't know.
No, I didn't hear a thing, Abner.
Well, I'd swear. By Jiminy, I knowed I heard something. Howdy, Lum.
For the land's sake, what are you coming in the back way for, Lum?
Oh,
I never knowed you had friends in here, Abner.
Well, these ain't friends, just Squire and Grandpap. Where in the world have you been?
Oh, I don't know, just around. How are you, Grandpap?
Oh, pretty good, Lum.
Good, I'm glad you came in before I left, Lum.
Yeah, we were just talking about your performance the other night, Lum.
Oh.
And we wanted to tell you what we think of it.
Well, if it's all the same to you, I'd just rather not hear it.
No,
now, Lum, you shouldn't act that way.
Why, no, Lum, we don't.
I know what you all think. Fact is, I know what everybody thinks. Special Miss Emmeline.
Oh, does she feel that way about it, too?
Well, don't laugh.
Huh?
You don't know how much that woman means to me.
Well, of course I do, but I'd think you'd be glad that she admires you for making such a success out of yourself.
Success? Yes, we're all mighty proud of you, Lum. Proud that we have an artist like you in our midst.
Wait a minute. Now, I ain't in no mood for no joshing fellers.
We ain't joshing.
Why, no, we just been sitting here remarking how your solo was the most wonderful thing we've ever heard.
Oh, yes, it was, Lum. It was indeed a rare rendition if I ever heard one.
Just a second here. Are you fellers serious about this?
Why, sure we're serious. You heard everybody clap when you got done singing the other night, didn't you?
Well, yeah, but I just thought everybody was being... I'll be dead blank.
What's the matter?
Oh, nothing.
What did you think everybody was being?
Nothing, Abner. Just like Lincoln.
Like Lincoln? Was he a baritone singer, too?
No, but when he made that Gettysburg address, he thought he was a complete failure. And a few days later, he come to find out what a big success he'd been. Peculiar thing.
Lum, you mean that you thought your performance was a failure the other night?
Well, to be honest, yes.
Aye, doggies, you must be just like us, Lum.
Like you?
Yeah, Squire says it takes a long time for fellers like us to get to where we can actually enjoy that good singing.
Aye, grannies, that must be it. That must be it. Aye, grannies, maybe I'll get to liking it myself.